Hello everyone, my name is Malikman and today I'm gonna be showing you how you can have custom chat commands on your streams on AudioPub. Now this is using a tool called AudioPub Stream Helper that I released a few days ago, and I worked on it a lot, and now it has custom chat command support. Now in order to use this, you need two things. You need Git and you need UV. I'll leave a link to both of those in the description. They're both pretty straightforward to install. But once you have those, what you're gonna wanna do is open a new folder. I have one here that I made for a tutorial. Open it in File Explorer, press Ctrl L, and type in cmd.
CMD terminal. C Windows System 32 CMD.exe. C Windows System 32 CMD.exe terminal.
Now, once you have this in here, you first need to clone the AudioPub Stream Helper repository. And to do that, you do git
space C L O N E clone space.
And then the link for the repository, which is https://github.com/helper/audiopubstreamhelper. Helper.
Cloning into AudioPub Stream Helper. Remote enumerating objects. 75. Done. Remote.
Once that's done, you can close command prompt, and you will now have this folder called AudioPub Stream Helper. Now, before we continue, I just want to say that I will leave all these commands in the description, so you can just copy-paste them. Now, when you open this folder, you should see a bunch of files in here like this.
.git1.11, commands2.11, sounds3.11, .git9.4, .python.5, chatclient.license7.11, main.8.11, pipeject.tml9.11, readme.md10.11, uv.log11.11.
And what you're gonna do now is do Control L again, and again type in cmd. And this time the command you're gonna run is uv space sync.
Using CPython 3.1.4.2, creating virtual environment at .env, resolve 21 packages in 2 milliseconds, preparing packages 0/19, the parser 14.81
Now this will take a bit of
time.
Yep, it's done. And now we can run the tool for the first time. To do that, you type uv run main.py. Now, first it's gonna tell us that it doesn't have a config file.
No config file found. One has been generated for you at config.json. D. Random audio commands tutorial audio.
And that it made one for us. Now, I'm gonna open Visual Studio Code in here just because it's easier for me, but you can open all of these files in Notepad. It will be just the same.
Visual Studio Code window. Document. Application. Chat. Info. Do you trust the authors of the files in this? No. Our doc. Trust the. Yes. Info. You have Docker installed.
I do in fact trust myself. Thank you, Microsoft. Anyways, let's open config.json. And in here, you can see a couple options.
Credentials.
First of all, email, you need to enter your AudioPub email and password. Now, this is only stored locally. I'm not stealing your accounts or anything like that. The code is open source. Go check it if you don't believe me.
Password, URL, https://audiopub.site.
This is basically the URL of the AudioPub business you want to use. This is most likely audiopub.site. I don't even know of any others.
Enable chat narration, true.
This toggles on whether you want the tool to read chats or not.
Enable chat commands, false.
This toggles chat commands. Y-B, now we will gonna change this from false to true.
Command prefix.
Command prefix, this is basically a character that you have to put before a command. By default, it's an exclamation point. So for example, if your command is called ping, to trigger it in chat, you would need to type exclamation point ping.
Enable sounds.
And in here, you can toggle on and off some sound cues that the tool plays, but we're not gonna mess with that right now. Alright, so I just filled in my email and password. Obviously, I wasn't gonna do that on recording. And now we can go back to this window. And in here, we can type uv
space.
Space,
run, space,
main.py.
Welcome to AudioPub Stream Helper. Enter the stream URL.
Now, first it's asking us for a stream URL. I'm just gonna quickly go ahead and make a little test stream in here.
Home AudioPub. Clickable banner landmark. Quick feed notice favorites profile blog out link. Upload visit live visit link. Go main landmark. Title. Edit required invalid. Cap T E S T.
Description.
Cap T U T O R I A L 2 T E S T.
Doesn't really matter since this isn't gonna be public anyway. Test, clickable archive, stream, when finished, checkbox, not checked. So I'm not going to send anything to the stream.
Create button. Dialog, please review your confirm and create button. Creating. Unavailable. Dialog, clickable. Test audio pop.
Alright, so now we have our stream URL. So do Control L in here.
Navigation toolbar. Search
for
address, combo box.
Control C.
Collapsed. Test audio pop. C. Windows system. C. Windows.
Go back in here and paste in the stream URL.
https://audiopub.site/df7845cf707425f93ce41248. Would you like to force use SAPI for output? Press enter for no. Type anything for yes.
And now it's asking us if we want to use SAPI or no for output. I'm going to answer with no. Or just press enter.
Using best backend. Login. Connecting.
And we heard this sound, which means that...
One listeners.
We heard this sound... Which means that we're now successfully connected.
Test audio pub,
now,
Firefox,
if
roll,
I
audio...
try sending a message
toolbar,
in here, first let me check that the AudioPub chat reader
main
is turned
off. Chat, chat. Enable chat reader. Button next clickable checkbox not checked. Live chat grouping send a message.
Alright.
Multi-line. Live chat blank blank.
Now if we type something in here, for example, test.
Test. Mulletvan said test.
It will read it out. So we just said Mulletvan said test. Now there are two demo commands included with AudioPub Stream Helper. Those would be ping and random. Now if I type
ping.
Exclamation point
P-I-N-G. Ping. Mulligan said ping. Mulligan said pong. Sent by Mulligan.
You see this response. And same if I type
ping.
Exclamation point
R-A-N-D-O-M.
Random.
Random. Mulligan said random. Mulligan said your random number is 81.
It just generates a random number. Now how do you make custom commands? The whole point of this video.
CD. Random audio pop commands to audio pop stream helper. The audio pop stream.
Well, for that part, you will need to know some Python. Now, it's nothing complicated, it's very straightforward, I'm gonna show you, but you do need to know some Python. Now, the way commands work is they are a bunch of Python files in a folder called commands. If I go
files
in here,
commands not selected, collapse 3 of 13, level
1. There's a folder called commands.
Inside
it, there's ping.py, which are the demo commands that are included with the tool. Now, the easiest way probably for most people to make new commands is to simply copy-paste ping.py and rename it. So I'm just going to do that. And let's rename it to, I don't know, desk. I'm very creative today, I know.
Main landmark.
Now,
blank.
First
blank.
We have this. We don't need to touch
blank.
This. Then
name
we have the name.
Feed,
let's change this to
T-E-S-T. Blank.
Test.
Def run, data, chat, chat, client, dot, chat, client.
And now we have this function called run, and this is the actual command. This is what happens when the command gets triggered. Now, this data, it's a dictionary, and it contains some data that we get from AudioPub. I've explained everything in the readme, so if you're interested, go read that. But anyway, we're just gonna delete everything in this function and make it, I don't know, send a message that says it works. There we go. So to do that, we do
chat.
Test
suggest list.
Dot.
URL. Test suggest list. Send message. Method.
Send
dot.
Message.
Editor. Auto complete multi-line chat. Left paren. Message. Str. Hint.
And in here, let's put
quote.
In.
Cap I. T.
It.
Space.
It.
Double. R. K. S.
Works.
Works. Bang.
There we go.
Test audio pub. Mozilla left. C. Windows C.
Now, in order for this to work, you have to reopen and, yeah, reopen the tool. So let's do that.
Random audio
pub. Let's close it, and now let's do again.
You run main.py. Enter the stream URL. There is no text on the clipboard.
Yeah, I don't have it on the clipboard anymore.
Random audio pub. Test audio pub. Mozilla. Test audio pub. Navigation toolbar. HTTPS. HTTPS.
The stream URL again.
HTTPS/. Would you like to force use SAPI for output? Press enter for no.
I'm not gonna use SAPI again.
Login. Connecting. Test audio pub. Mozilla. Test audio pub. Document.
If we do.
Main landmark. Navigation landmark. Home visit
search.
Main landmark. Chat. Main landmark. Bang.
Exclamation point.
Test. Test. Mulligan said test. Mulligan said it works.
We get a response that says it works. Now, for these commands, it can be literally any Python code, which is why I think this is so cool and so powerful. So you can do a bunch of stuff with this. Also, the code of the tool itself is pretty easy to understand. So if you want to add stuff like, I don't know, chat points or something like that, you can do that. You can open a pull request and I will most likely accept it. But yeah, that would be it for this tutorial. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you find it useful. And yeah, see you next time.